Ethernet cables are connected to the machine. We'll go through the demo also. So hope you are able to hear me. I think the projector is a little far. Let's see how the screen resolution pans out. Then we will do the appropriate thing. So what we're going to do is, IBM got a couple of different cloud platforms, if I can say so. Basically, one is an infrastructure as service. Another is the platform as service. Today, we are focusing on platform as service. How many of you, any of you use platform as service, or you're using infrastructure as service essentially, or you're an Azure user, or how are things? Platform as service? Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. So what we will do is, since how about you, sir? If you know, this is a very small audience. So which organization you represent?
Within the NTT Data.
Oh, NTT Data. Okay. Okay. Amazing. Okay. So what we're going to do is focus on DevOps today. So first we will take a look at the DevOps, what it is. We will look at how we can apply that to Bluemix, which is our cloud platform, essentially. So history of development and operations. I'm going to go through these slides real quick. Essentially, we always know that administrators have a tough job keeping pace with the new toys developers get. It's almost impossible for administrators to keep pace with the demands of the software developers and architects. So what is the solution? Essentially, DevOps is a way of integrating this effort of putting the software in play, which the business needs. You see, the development is more worried about the application configuration, the platform on which it runs, the services it needs, et cetera, et cetera. The operations worry about, you know, the infrastructure, the operating system, the platform to some degree, because they need to ensure they have good responsiveness and good performance. Now, the DevOps looks at it not in pieces. It looks at it as a holistic, combined piece of peace. So what we are doing here is, instead of going with the legacy model, where you have different people, the dev teams, the release coordinators, the op team, all these things, testers, all these different people working on, their own little aisle, we are telling, okay, how we can collaborate together and ensure the development cycle is accelerated with reliability. So to accomplish that, typically when you try to go through the regular process today in most organizations, these are the typical estimates of anything. No project takes off the ground in less than 6 months, typically, any fairly complex thing. Or 18 months in many cases too. So this is a very long journey from the perspective of businesses and customers. How we can collapse this? So what we are going to talk and apply today is how Bluemix or the IBM PaaS platform is going to transform your DevOps and make it relevant, and how we can accelerate this cycle. So what are the major issues you find with the legacy model, right? All of you are aware of most of these issues. So, but this is the most important slide, though. Major defects. How long are we taking to fix the major defects? Why are those defects even there in the first place? Did it not go through the QA? And the developers need the infrastructure and the platform. And unfortunately, the infrastructure guys need to understand what configuration and what kind of profile the application has to tune it efficiently. So many different push and pulls happen that it makes it very difficult for us to bring all these things together. And on top of it, people don't typically talk to each other, and it makes the matters even worse. Okay, even with Agile, we are not going anywhere so far. We know about that. The problems continues to dog us, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, we know any problem, it will be a finger pointing. Now let's look at how this whole situation transforms with our IBM Cloud Platform, Platform as Service. You have Bluemix, and you have the Jazz Hub. You have below your own talent that is working on the test and QA. So what the Bluemix essentially brings to us, what is the resource consumption? Which application, which resources are consuming what kind of resources? You get the accounting information. Then you also understand how to set up something very fast and very rapidly and tear down as needed. We're going to see some of the live examples, okay? And composable services. What we mean by composable services? The services are brought up, brought down, linked to the application on demand as needed. So I can say, today I want SQL service. Tomorrow, not. Just it is metered on that. I need more SQL at this time, end of the month. All these dynamically taking place. That's taken care by, I mean, whether it's NoSQL, you will see hundreds of services there. Is the connection to the internet there?
No, it's
okay. Okay. So let's go to the Jazz Hub. Jazz Hub is part of the Blue Hub, Bluemix DevOps. So what essentially happens is, in the Jazz Hub, that's where the developers maintain the code. That is the Git repository. That is the place. That's the place where you communicate with other developers, collaborate on it. It's all on the web. We're not talking about any machines which where you need to keep the code, where you need to keep anything. Everything on the cloud. The code on the cloud, the exchange between the developers on the cloud, everything takes place on the cloud. You push to the cloud, you have access to the cloud, you collaborate on the cloud, you create tickets and et cetera, everything on the cloud. Okay. So we also have, you know, performance monitoring and automated, you know, monitoring available. We are going to see some of these things here in a minute live. So what are the kind of, you know, apps typically that come up into this platform as service, IBM platform as service called the Bluemix with its DevOps, which is also free along with it? What are the typical applications? So you don't want to throw your systems of record into the cloud necessarily at this time, because you want to keep the secure information within the enterprise. So you typically put, you know, systems of engagement that you're having with the customers, maybe the social media, the mobile apps. These are the first things that we are seeing coming onto this platform as service. So we are taking a look at several elements here, right? We are looking at web applications able to pull together different services and compose. Mobile backends, the mobile are getting powerful, but still they need vast amount of backend data. They need to have analytics. They need to have reporting. All this number crunching, it is better left to the cloud rather than try to do it on the tiny mobile. You have on-prem integration. You want to integrate with your on-prem data from the mobile, but hook via the cloud. So you can have a front end which can handle a lot of, you know, endpoints, but at the same time, you pipe and get the appropriate data from your enterprise or the on-prem integration. So what are the key, you know, differentiators here with the IBM DevOps plus Bluemix? Seconds to deploy. We're going to see this. Friction-free, useful APIs, continuous integration, failing fast, meaning automatically, you know, it will recover, and you know, we have all the backups on the cloud. No need for you to set up all the disaster recovery and all other systems. In addition to that, you know, choice of tools. It's any language. We have PHP, the .NET, Ruby, anything that you can use. Not just Java, the Node.js. Mobile ready. Of course, we have the mobile Q&A, mobile backend. I'm going to show you the whole array of stuff that you know, we have to provide a service. Focus on the code. You focus as a developer on the functionality that you want to bring to the organization. You don't necessarily worry about, you know, what are the tools, what is the GUI. It's a very straightforward GUI. So now what we're going to do is we will go into the demo here. Okay, hope you can see the screen. So it's fairly big, or let me know if I think I'll zoom it a little bit so you can read it. Okay. Maybe I zoomed it a little too much. Let's go to the dashboard. Okay, here is the dashboard. So what it talks about here first is amount of allocation I have for my plan, how are my apps doing, how many of the services are actually running out of the total that is being used. So first step, you have the list of applications. You can create any app. We're going to show how you can do that in a minute. These are the services that I use currently. So it can be IBM, it can be third party, it can be anybody. Now, let's take a quick look how I can do an app. We're going to do the DevOps also soon. I don't know whether you can see yet. So for example, these are the boilerplates. We call it the boilerplates. You can have a Java web starter app. You can have a cloud and NoSQL. You can have a mobile. You can have a Node.js. These are the typical things that we give as boilerplates, which you can quick start. So what it means is you don't really know about this environment. How you can kick start as an example, it will provide you the code, it will provide you everything. Then you start monkeying with that, changing that, and get going. And we have a lot of information, guide you through how to do that. So if I click on this, for example, it's going to ask me, enter the new app name, okay? So it will create a public URL that is accessible for anybody, which I just say, create, and nothing more, you got a web starter app going. So your app is starting. So what I want to do is, you know, as we do this, I just wanted to ensure that we don't look at it, you know, in a specific way, restricted to Java or Node.js or any specific domain. So we have what is called as the build packs, meaning you have certain environments which can be used to be put on this PaaS environment. So you bring your own build, meaning you can say, hey, I know what is the environment I want. I can have it part of my past. But if you're not bringing the standard ones that we are using, then you need to know how to manage those. We'll see what is the difficulty, you know, if you don't want to let us manage. So first thing is, you see here already your app is running. You saw in seconds we got an app running, okay? So the most important thing here is number of instances one. This is the memory, blah, blah, blah. So what? Where is the app running? This is where it is running. I go here. That's it. This is the sample app. We got the code. You're given everything to start. We'll test the app and other things, but that's, you know, one element of the whole thing. But I want to tell you now, for example, if your app needs to get scale, there are two ways. I can say, okay, change this number. Boom, boom. 1 GB. Save. That's how simple it is to go into. But what if I don't want to do this kind of thing manually, right? I don't want to do it manually. I don't want to change the number of instances manually. Only one instance is running. What if 100 people are trying to hit me simultaneously and my app needs to have two instances to ensure it can scale? So one is vertical scaling. You can increase the memory and the, you know, instances is horizontal. Memory and the CPU, it is proportional in this case. That's vertical. The horizontal is number of instances you grow. That is called the horizontal scaling. Now, you saw automatically now, it's 1 GB, it's consuming, and it's growing. Now, what we're going to do is, okay, we don't want to, we don't want to just look at this top part alone. Let's understand the service. So this is a data cache. So this automatically got started. And this is the information to connect to the data cache service. The data cache service is one of the services available. You can say, not only I want data cache service, but I want to add some other service or bind to an existing service. Let's look at the catalog, okay? So this is the catalog, the mobile catalog, for example. Talks about, you know, sorry, this is not very visible. This is the mobile application security, the mobile data, the mobile quality assurance, the push notification, the Twilio, which allows you to communicate. These are third party sometimes. We integrate several third party into this whole thing. We have rules, data cache, gamification. You want to enhance your website sometimes saying, okay, if somebody visits my website and go through my tutorial, I want to give him reward. That's called gamification. MQ, rapid apps, session cache, workflow, scheduler, blaze meter. We're going to, you know, use some of these right now to show how powerful it is. We got a lot of NoSQL, SQL database, ClearDB, MySQL, Elephant SQL, MongoLab, Redis. You know, all these different services, big data, analytics, everything at your fingertips. All you do is just click on that, automatically that service gets added on to your existing app. And now all your app has to do is consume it. What we're going to do is first go through a couple of steps, you know, app scan, security, business analytics, Internet of Things. You can collect, you know, information pouring in from all the different internet sources into, you know, the application that you have. So let's go back to the dashboard for a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back into one real-time survey app today and show you a little bit. So what this real-time survey app does is, Let's start this. So I'm just starting the real-time app. Okay. So this is the number that you can call right now or send a text and you can OAuth. Okay, this is the platform or the runtime that I prefer. This is the language I prefer. And this is the database that I prefer, for example. Okay? I'm trying to increase the screen size of the browser because it looks like it's a little far away here. So anyhow, so coming back to our PaaS environment. Now, I want to change the code. I want to edit the code here. I'm going to close this. So I don't want this one here. I'm going to edit this guy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and edit the code. Right here you see the ability to edit the code. All I do is click on this. It takes me to the code. I say I want to edit the code. I know where this particular file is. I'm removing this one, okay? And I'm doing a file save. So these are my files. This is my Git repository. I need to commit my thing, just like every developer does, into the main. So I'm going to say this got changed. I'm going there, removed one, commit. And then I'm going to synchronize this, give it a minute. I just clicked on the sync. Sorry, it's a little far, I guess. I'm going to increase, zoom it up a little bit. Hope you are able to see. Now I'm going to go to build and deploy. I hope you are able to see. The build and deploy, it's getting a little. So here you see automatically it's a continuous integration. It's saying pending. It's trying to push the changes I committed into the PaaS environment. So while this happens, what is very important and noteworthy here is to understand the integration. You have the app, you have the ability, you know, it's getting restarted. So you see this dynamically. Some people will say, oh, I want to know what is going on from the command line. I'm a command line guy. I don't want to look at all this gizmos thing. Okay, even for them, we got command line. You do this, command line, you can push, you can send, you can edit everything from the command line too. So you get what you want. You can use your favorite IDE, Visual Studio, Eclipse, anything. You can use just the web, do everything. You can use the command line. So this is a very powerful metaphor here. And let's see what has happened here, right? So I'm going to close this for a minute. Let's see what is going on here. And you saw the one is gone, folks. So this is the power. Everything is being just done. Now what I want to do is I want to test this. I'm not convinced if this is working. So what I do is I'm going to OAuth. So this is going to be a little bit messy because of the screen resolution. So, but let us keep a track of, okay, anyhow, let's remember what is the number. 1 and 554 on the second one. So I'm going to change this. Let's put it to Python so that we know, and Mongo, I submit it. Thanks for voting in the Bluemix survey. And guys, you saw Mongo hitting one here. Unfortunately, this is very small compared to the 584 here. So it's left like that, but the Python got 102 and the Mongo got. So this is instantaneously, you know, getting updated on the screen. So that's the kind of, you know, now let's say, hey, it's okay, one person using, how great it is, nothing big. I want to see whether your app can scale and handle 10,000 people hitting same time. I'm doing for a TV show. This is the time I'm going to put the picture here and say, guys, vote for this number, you know, and see whether you can handle the load. So let's see what are the services available there. So for example, App Scan Analyzer, it scans for the security. We're not going to look at this immediately. Let's talk about auto-scaling for a minute. So we spoke about how powerful it is. So here is the default policy I just set up. I said, hey, if the memory goes beyond 60% of what it is, bring me one more instance, but I don't want to spend all my dollars on this. Maybe it is a denial of service attack from a hacker. I don't want to just go crazy supporting the folks around the world if they're trying to play a prank. So I put the limit to 5. At the same time, I try to come down one instance if it remains 30 seconds below 58% of the memory. Now, this is just an arbitrary thing. You can go and edit, you can add, you can have any policy that you want. So you can say, I want to be based on CPU, I want to be based on memory, I want to set whatever I want to set it, the breach duration, how long it should be on top of the threshold. So these are the different, you know, options that I got to add a rule which will allow me to auto scale as needed. Now let's start looking at the metrics. So this is the CPU. Right now there is no utilization. This is where the memory is. So I put a threshold based on the memory. So here you see the memory. So what we are going to do is, hey, I want to simulate some load. I don't like just me trying to type on the screen and try to stress this application. That's not going to work. All right. So what we do is we go to a service called Load Impact Service. So all the services that you hooked are accessible right within this environment. So when I click, it's going to log into this third-party service. So what is happening is it's taking me to the dashboard of the third party. And what those guys do is help us have stress tests. So let's take a look at the stress test that I put in place. I said hit 50 times in 8 minutes and 5, you know, after that. So two kind of steps. They just come down a little. I want to check it from, you know, ping, stress it from Amazon site in Ashburn, Virginia, Palo Alto, Chicago. All these places stress this application. So that's what I have asked for. So let's go back and start a test. Let's see what happens. I hope you are able to see. So it's initializing the test. Our app is getting hit from our, right now it recognizes my data center is in Dallas for this pass. But here you go, folks. We have 3 different centers I defined. I can define anywhere in the world. That's a different story. I defined these 3. And it's going to hit you know, boom, 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 from all the different places, see the connections that are going, the stress that is going on. We got the entire spectrum of development, not just stress, the quality, everything taken care of within the past environment, but we will not be able to cover everything here, right? So you see, now let's go back here. Let's see how the app is doing. You know, we are putting some stress. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add some local stress. I'm running a J-meter. I'm telling, I want some heat from Austin, man. I'm going to hit from here too. So I basically said there should be 20 threads hitting it. So let's see how our app is doing here. So I allocated just 128 MB per instance, and just a minute. Let's see the metrics going on right now. So the CPU is not stressed much, but you see here automatically the consumption in the memory is starting to slowly raise up. We're going to really see what happens here, see how it is starting to shape up. Let's see what happens, especially when it breaches the threshold, okay? So, it's going to take a minute, but we're going to see some interesting things going on there. So there are two lines. The first line is the upper threshold. The other one is the lower threshold. I gave some gap because immediately after it comes down, you don't want to reduce it. You want to keep some buffer so before you decide to reduce it. So let's give it a minute. So this is all live, real stuff happening, right? So this is the kind of capability our password. This is all free for you to try with your hands right now for 30-day free trial. There is even a free trial where you can just host your app if you're not consuming as much. So, but anyhow, let's just give it a minute. I want to show how the auto-scaling works, and then we go to the performance and the monitoring stuff also here. So you're going to start seeing live changes in the number of instances automatically when it goes 30 seconds more above the above threshold. Now, it may not be even in the same data center. It may be in different data centers based on the load, the new instances coming up. Okay. As this, you see automatically the color changes. Now we're hitting the threshold. So that's where you see the blue. I'm going to abort those things once it breaches and stays for 30 seconds. Watch the screen a little bit now closely because there may be some things popping up on the screen right away to alert, it is automatically going to add some stuff. So it's rising pretty sharply here, that much we can see. We don't know about the availability of the application itself yet. See here, your application has now two instances. It's alerting me, folks. Now, it's automatically adding that automatically. So let's take a look at what is going on top, right? So back to dashboard. Let's see what is going on for a minute. So I'm going back to this application to see how many instances it is saying right now. So you see two instances. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop this stress from local Austin. I'm going to also stop this, abort this stress test from world over. These have very lot of different information, very valuable, how it is behavior is. Not only that, even in BlueMix, within our environment, we have a wonderful monitoring and analytics engine built in. So what this is going to do is it's going to tell when it was not available, what is going on, when it is available, what are the application response time. It provides the whole slew of information that we need. Very powerful. We can do a log analysis. What the heck happened when it was down? Then you look at the performance monitoring. Element. So a lot of different things. You can just search. These are all live. Right? So what I wanted to do is switch back. I got only 5 minutes here. I have a few slides still going. So what I want to do is just run through those. So what we saw here, we saw the ability to have Git committable collaborative environment to share code. You can use Eclipse, you can use IDE, you can use any environment, command line, you can do anything. Auto scaling, logging, monitoring and analytics. You have other options which are not possible to do in such a short duration. Mobile quality assurance, agile planning, automated deployment, and additional continuous integration. These are the features from the perspective of DevOps on the PaaS platform. There are many more services. We can spend whole day. But what are the advantages of this? Go live in seconds. You saw just I went live, put a public URL there in seconds. API and services, on-prem integration, DevOps, labor security, you know, flexible pricing. These are the big takeaways from this. We have a lot of customer stories. A couple of them I want to just mention. One in retail, one in transportation. Adding DevOps, they saved quite a bit of money. So it's all here for you to see how and why they would have really saved. As a summary, rapidly bring products and services to the market at lower cost. Continuously deliver new functionality. You keep your app assets and update. That's a very unique opportunity. You want to put version 2. There's version 1 going on. Without stopping version 1, you're laying version 2. Uniquely possible. Then, you know, extend the existing IT investment by bridging your enterprise to the cloud. We have very unique connectors to make that possible. 30-day free trial of IBM Cloud Platform. Go to bluemix.net. You just register. You got 2 GB runtime and 20 services. 500 routes for you free. Just search Bluemix. You should be able to register. Free trial for cloud and NoSQL database offering. Very unique offering from IBM. Nowhere else you can find. Geo-distributed, replicated, backed up, high performance, NoSQL database for cloud, JSON, and REST compatible. That's a separate full day session to address things deep in it. Identify key pain points right now, what you have in your DevOps, assess the current capabilities in the maturity model, produce the heat maps where you want to gain, where you want to lose. Establish the roadmap to get there. That is what I would say, is needed. Any questions, folks? I know not, so. Yeah.
What technologies are supported in BlueMix? What technology stacks?
Technology stacks, meaning, you mean the runtimes?
Yeah.
It's a polyglot. It supports almost all runtimes that you can think of. .NET, PHP, Ruby, Go, Java, Node.js, anything. You can bring your own VM, throw it, but you have to maintain, we will not. There are only certain things which we provide as the default, which we maintain. If you bring your own, you can put it on a GitHub, point to it at the runtime, you can load your own. We don't care, but we don't know what you have done, so we won't be able to support it.
What about the OS, DLS for the instances?
Excuse me?
DLS for the instances?
I mean,
if I wanted to run core OS in Lumix?
Excuse me?
If I wanted to run core OS in Lumix?
As I mentioned, you bring your VM, you throw it in.
Okay.
So you know, we know what we build and what we support. That's what we provide as the default. So I can show you right here, okay? So back to the dashboard. So I can try to create an app. You know, these are the runtimes. Bring your own build pack. You know, community is crazy. They got so many build packs that you can't even imagine. You know, just unbelievable list. It can go on and on. We don't even stop you. But the responsibility becomes yours as the community if you start bringing in these kind of stuff. We support, we tune, we maintain certain things by default, right? So that is the difference between, we are open technology built on open platform. You can shift anywhere to any other open environment if you find, you know, if you have any particular reason, but we are sure we are the best right now. So, any questions? We have hundreds of, you know, different our catalog is filled with many, many services. Mobile category, web and application category, including IBM and third parties, data management, big data, time series, Internet of Things. A lot of different services which you can just choose, plug, play, intersect, composable services concept. Very powerful. Just you saw those in action. So let me know any more questions or
yeah. Yeah, I have an immediate entertainment question.
Uh-huh.
Do you know a guy named Greg Willis?
No.
Okay, well, IBM's a huge company. But I know that he's working very closely with the major distributors in the cable TV industry, like Comcast and Time Warner, and also with the major networks. So when these major networks are ready to ship content to the cloud with a huge volume of video, you guys are going to be able to be in a position to be able to do that?
So, yeah.
I know that from what I've heard that cable operators are seriously now looking at IBM.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, that the distributors need to manage and also these cable networks is huge.
Just imagine, you know, per GB, we charge you 4 cents per month for this particular pricing policy. We have different storage, network storage, mass storage servers, backup content delivery network, so many different options as part of our soft layer. In fact, soft layer, you won't believe, has now emerged as one of the top platforms, cloud platforms in the world. It has been a private owning till last year, and now after IBM's acquisition and pumping enough resources, you know, it has, it's now getting there as a threat to the Amazons and Azures. But this is the platform, this is the infrastructure platform on which we're using what is called as the Cloud Foundry, which is an open technology group, which we have bridged and built this PaaS platform. So with regarding to storage needs of media, this is exactly the kind of thing. Even you take a NoSQL, okay? We have a database technology where we say there is no limit to the size of the file, no limit.